Everyone is looking for love. And they're desperate to find it.
We must show them love.
We must introduce them to love, to Jesus. To Jesus, for this is true revival. Love is all they need, everlasting love. Rise up and go and show them love, revival love, supernatural love. Jesus is love.
Well, hello there. My guest today claims that offense can make you fat and especially swell your belly. So if you've got a big swollen belly right now, you might get enlightened in this program. Can this be a possibility? Really? Can your emotions actually affect your weight? Well, we're going to find out all those things and more in today's program with my special guest, Katie Sousa.
Hi.
Katie Sousa, it is so good to have you with us. And I remember it was actually at the tent meetings. We had sponsored these tent meetings where people came in from all over the world. And it was the first time I heard your message that you're going to share briefly with us today. And it was so enlightening. It was funny. It was awesome. Many people received miracles. But, you know, you have been used by God to help people get set free from, you know, supernaturally from weight gain and from all kinds of roots that cause that gain. But, you know, when people look at you, you know, you're like a skinny mini, you know, and you think, come on, Katie, can you really speak on this subject? What gives you the authority to speak on this subject?
Well, I think I'm more than qualified. I had major food issues, so I think that I've learned how to do these supernatural tools because of my own experience and what I've been through. My entire life, I had a food addiction, and I had major food problems. From when I was a little kid, I would always eat way too much. I would eat super fast to where my mom would be afraid that I was going to choke on my food, and it was horrible. All I could ever think about was food. Food was like an obsession for me. I can remember going to a Farrell's restaurant. Remember those Farrell's ice cream parlors?
Yeah.
And they had this thing called the pig trough.
Right.
The pig trough had 6 scoops of ice cream, 2 bananas, toppings on all the ice creams with a big mound of whipped cream and nuts and cherries and all the works. Okay, now if you ate a pig trough, the waitresses would come out and they would sing you a little song. They would go, you're a pig, you're a pig, you're a really big pig, right? So the day I went, I ate 3 of them by myself. And by the third time, the waitresses that come out, they're like, you're a pig, you're a pig, you're a really big pig. It was horrible, you know, and that was my life. Like, I lived like that my entire existence.
You know, things like that can actually secure a person into the identity of that, right? Because it's actually a curse being spoken over you.
Yes, and it worked because it lasted until I was in my late 40s, almost 50 years old. I've struggled with it. That's how long I've struggled with it. I can remember being out on tour one time, and I mean, I would shame myself by the way I would eat. I had no control. I would just shovel food into my mouth with these huge, monstrous bites. And I can remember one night late after a tour was over, and you know, you're so exhausted. You've done all these sessions of healing and everything else, and go to a restaurant at midnight, order the big, huge plate, and people came in from the conference and they saw me and they're like, oh, there's Katie Sousa. Hi, Katie Sousa. And they plop down in a booth, like right across from me and go like this. And stare at me, you know?
I find too, because you're a speaker, I often find that when you're in a public place like that eating,
yes,
it's surprising. If people from the conference see you, they want to know what you're eating. For some reason, they want to have a good look at what you're eating. In fact, they even take pictures on their phone and post it on Facebook.
It's true. I have so many pictures on Facebook of me stuffing donuts into my mouth and having food all over my face and people being next to me going like this. And the night the people came in from the meeting, I'd ordered the big, huge plate with everything, the salad, the appetizer, the big plate, the dessert, all of it. And the food came, and they're sitting across the booth from me, staring at me like this, right? And I'm like, oh, hi, how you doing? You know, here comes the plate, and I can't help myself because I'm sick, right? I grab a whole half of a sandwich and go, and stuff it into my mouth and start chewing. And the people across the booth from me, they changed their expression. They were like this. As soon as I did that, they were like, It's like I blew the image of me right off their soul.
You know, I think that a lot of people, a lot of our viewers can probably relate to what you're saying, and yes. some might not, you know. Yeah. I remember years ago baking a cake. You know, and I mean, you're an extreme personality. You don't do anything small. Everything is big, right? So I understand you eat big too. Okay. But that's been changed and we're going to talk about that in this program. And, I'm similar. I have a very extreme personality. I don't do anything small. Everything's big, you know? And so here I am. I'm making this cake and I'm thinking it's still warm and it smells so good. I think I'm going to have a piece of this cake. So I had a piece of the cake. I ate the cake. Piece. I thought that was really good. I'm going to have another piece of cake. So I had another one. Before I knew it, I'd eaten a whole row off the cake, of a chocolate cake. I was so embarrassed that I ate the whole row. I'll just have more and I'll bake another cake. I ended up eating the whole cake. No, I mean, that is disgusting, you know?
And I did that all the time.
All the time. It is disgusting. We all have our stories on that, I'm sure. The Bible calls it gluttony.
Yes.
But you got delivered. So tell us about that.
I did. Well, there was a lot of different components. They were all supernatural because everything I tried in the natural didn't work.
Right.
It would work for maybe a minute, but if I lost the weight, it would come back. If I
think
stopped.
A lot of us can relate to that.
Yes.
You know?
That's what this is. It's actually, it's a supernatural battle. I mean, we need to eat right and exercise, but we have to have now supernatural tools to win this because it's a war. Amen. And so for me, it was a couple things. And first of all, it was that my soul, I had unhealed areas in my soul that were driving me to eat insatiably. You know, the word appetite in the Bible actually means not only the seed of hunger, but it means the soul, those words, the soul. So you can have unhealed areas connected to your mind, your will, and your emotions that drive you to eat. And I know people that are watching me know what I'm talking about. You know, you have that day that you're super depressed, or maybe you're mad at somebody, or you're lonely, or, you know, you're anxious. And what do? You
go to the refrigerator. Or sometimes you're just happy.
Or bored, or like celebrating. Hey, this is a great day. Let's go eat.
Well, I think people find that food is actually a comfort, you know.
It's true. It's true. Absolutely. Our souls are hungry. Our souls are hungry to feel love, joy, peace, contentment. And when we don't get that, we mistakenly feel that need with food, and we eat and eat and eat.
Heal your soul and lose weight. Katie Seuss's 3-CD teaching, Soul Food, will help you uncover and heal the wounds of your soul and bring divine order to your body. Order this 3-CD teaching today for only $25 plus shipping. Call 866-980-5464, mention television offer 325, go online to patriciaking.com, or text BLESS to 42828. Order now.
Now, Katie, you are actually known for a passion of your heart, which is the healing of the soul. A lot of your teaching goes back to, you know, if you have a soul that's whole, it's going to affect your physical body. It's going to affect the way you see the world around you. It's going to affect the release of the spirit in you.
Yeah.
And so how are food issues connected to soul issues?
Okay, it is. Whatever's going on in your soul is going to drive you to eat because you're going to feel that empty need, that woundedness that you have inside of you. And so when people come to me and say, you know, I'm out of control. I can't control my eating. I'm always hungry. You know, what do I do? I say, you know, spend 15 minutes a day praying for the healing of your soul. Just do 2 simple steps. It's all about Jesus, okay? Like, just spend a couple minutes worshiping and then applying the cross. We already have the cross. So apply the cross to your soul. It's like sometimes we have sin that is connected with food. I'm not bringing anybody condemnation.
Right.
But, you know, it's truth.
Well, I mean, even the fall of mankind, the whole fall of mankind was as a result of a temptation that Adam and Eve fell into concerning food. And even Jesus' first temptation in the wilderness was food. Esau gave up his birthright for food, you know. So it is a bigger issue than what we want to admit.
Yeah, when Eve fell, it said that the food was pleasing to her eyes. Well, the eyes are the window to her soul. Mm-hmm. And it says that God created them living souls. So it was her soul that was tempted by the food. So when we have soul issues that are driving and controlling our food, just like spend a few minutes every day just repenting for stuff and like saying, God, you know, I repent for making food into an idol. I repent if I've ate food too fast, if I've ate the wrong kind of food, if I overeat. Just partake of what Jesus has already done for you. Just apply the blood and then also do stuff like forgive people that might have made you feel rejected or depressed or angry and offended. Yeah. You know, forgive them and repent for allowing yourself to feel like that. But once you do that, you got to partake of the cross first. Yeah. Then once you do that, you also need to partake of the resurrection. Right. And I don't think anybody's really doing that. Not a lot of people. Right. See, Jesus died at the cross to pay the penalty for all the sins with food. But he also got resurrected from the grave. If the resurrection hadn't happened, then the promises won at the cross wouldn't be effective.
Right. So let's say I do have a soul issue. Like, let's say I have, the sin of gluttony, let's say. Then I can go and apply the finished work of the cross because Jesus said he actually paid the price for that gluttony. And I can say, Lord, this is now yours. It's not mine anymore. That's how we apply the cross. But what do you mean about the resurrection? How do you apply the resurrection to that?
Okay, so when we were born again in Christ, resurrection power came to live inside of us, right? So right now, everybody who's a believer, born again in Jesus, has a tank full of resurrection power.
Come on.
Now, the Bible calls that power dunamis.
Dunamis.
Okay, now, if you look up the word dunamis, it means, one of the meanings in the Greek is excellence of soul.
Yeah.
So right now, every single person watching that's born again has a tank full of power.
That's awesome.
That can enable them to be excellent of soul.
Because you made me excellent of soul by your resurrection.
Exactly.
That's
if they
awesome.
Just focus on it and believe the truth, and just like receive it into their soul. Just say, I release that
that's
power
awesome.
From my spirit into my soul, and it's going to heal every wounded area that's controlling my
that's
food.
That's awesome.
Amen.
Katie, in our second half of our program, we're actually going to be talking about specifically how the Bible has revealed to you, the Lord's revealed to you through the Word, that offense can actually make us fat and especially swell the belly. And it's an intriguing revelation that you have, and we're going to look at that. But I just want to wrap up this section by saying, you know, the devil really does have an assignment, a specific assignment. I know he spoke to me, the Lord spoke to me very clearly about this, that the devil has an assignment to take Christians out, in fact, whole nations out, through malnutrition, through food issues, through overeating, through obesity, through the health decay that comes from improper eating, from all the infusion of chemicals and everything that go into the food. So it's an actual targeted assignment from the devil against us. So we have to fight him back. And in our second half of our program, we are actually going to talk about how we can combat that. But I want our viewers to get information on your teaching, Soul Food, because it goes step by step, line on line, precept on precept, how to come free from issues of being overweight, of overeating, of improper eating, of you know, things that are driving our soul. It's an excellent teaching. So we'll be right back, right after this word.
Heal your soul and lose weight. Katie Seuss's 3-CD teaching, Soul Food, will help you uncover and heal the wounds of your soul and bring divine order to your body. Order this 3-CD teaching today for only $25 plus shipping. Call 866-980-5464, mention television offer 325, go online to patriciaking.com, or text BLESS to 42828. Order now.
Katie, I am so excited about your new resource, and I know it's going to help many, many people. But our viewers right now have been waiting for this moment to hear about this correlation between offense and weight gain. Can you share your insights on that?
Absolutely. I was out on tour, and it seemed like I had a pattern developing. I would go out on tour, I would come home, and I'd be 6 pounds heavier. I would work all week to lose it, go back on tour, and then the same thing would happen. And I was like, why is this happening, God? I'm not even eating when I was on tour. I was mostly fasting the whole time. And God began to show me a pattern that I had gotten so burnt out and tired, I was letting myself get offended. Offended at TSA at the airport check-in, offended at the hotel people if they didn't have my room ready, offended at the restaurant if they didn't make my food right. I was just offended about everything.
And those things can be, you know, sometimes we don't even identify those things as offenses because they're so subtle and we feel justified. You know, come on. You butted in the lineup, or you came in front of me in the drive to the airport. That's not right, you know, and we think we're justified in thinking that way.
There is no justification for getting offended, and offense makes you fat. Because eventually God told me what the problem was. I said, why am I gaining weight for this? He said, read Numbers 5. And it was a story about the woman who, if she had sinned by committing adultery, was supposed to go in, swore she didn't commit the adultery, and then drink what was called the bitter water.
Right.
Okay, now if she was lying and she had sinned, when she drank the bitter water, the curse of the bitter water would come upon her, and the Bible says that her stomach and her thigh would swell. So I remember I was on the, when I got the revelation, I was like, oh my gosh.
So when we drink bitter waters, we better look out.
Oh my gosh. I've been letting myself get so offended, right? And so on the way home in the plane, I'm doing the two steps I talked about in the first segment. I'm just repenting for being mad at the hotel people and the restaurant people and forgive me, God, and I'm applying the cross. And then when I got home, I'm primed for a miracle now. I remember I got on the scale and I weighed like 139. I went and laid on my bed, and then I laid down, and I said, now, Lord, just heal my soul with dunamis. I'm filled with dunamis. It's in my spirit. I release it into every wound in my soul that came from me being offended, and I command this fat to dissolve. It was 60 seconds, Patricia,
wow.
60 seconds. I had my hand on my belly, and suddenly my hands just went,
wow.
They dropped down. I jumped up. I ran to the bathroom because I'm like, something happened, and I got on the scale. I lost 6 pounds. I weighed 133.
Wow.
6 pounds in 60 seconds.
Now, when we were at the tent meetings, I actually saw this miracle take place because you ministered, and you're going to minister to our viewers today too. So, you know, just hang in there because if you want this ministry, you're going to get it. But you were ministering the word so effectively, and a lot of that teaching that builds up the faith to receive this miracle is in your teaching soul food.
Yes, yes.
But when they came to the altar, they were getting so delivered, and of course it was connected with an offering as well, which I'm not sure that we'll have time to go into on this program in much detail, but the testimonies afterwards were phenomenal.
Yes.
Like people were holding their waist because they had lost weight and they had to actually hold their pants up in that.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah, it was very awesome. It does work. I've done it through Skype with people. I've done it over the phone with people and they lose the weight. They wake up in the morning, they're 6 pounds or more lighter, you know, it happens right then. So it's really a fast, easy way to be supernaturally slimmer.
Now, you know, science has discovered and proven that stress can make the belly large.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, a lot of times our stress comes from offense.
It's true.
The root of stress is offense. Like we're offended with life. It's not turning out right.
Yeah.
The situation's not moving fast enough or whatever. And so we build up inside of our soul that offense position, saying, oh, you know, this is bugging me. And there's that bitterness that goes with it, that, you know, it's not a sweet feeling, it's a bitter feeling.
That's what
and
it is.
That is the key, isn't it? So we can put the cross, the finished work of the cross, to absorb our sin.
Yes.
And then that this resurrection dunamis that you are talking about, and we get supernatural miracles.
It's true. It's actually easier than we think to lose weight. I mean, another fast tip is to rebuke the devil, because we don't understand that this is a huge assignment of the devil, right? I've actually seen special forces units, just like our army has special elite forces, so does Satan. And their assignment was just to tempt me to eat food and to stimulate my appetite and make me gain weight. Because, you know, food can become an idol. And it says every idol is really a demon spirit.
Right.
Every idol practice had, you know, food. They brought food and dedicated it to the idol. Well, those idols are still trying to make us do the same thing. Sacrifice food to me. Sacrifice food to me. They're trying to stimulate our appetite. And I've had moments where I had such an insatiable, like I couldn't stop eating. And I'm like what is it,
driven.
God? Driven. And I remember I asked God one time, what is it? As I'm heading to the kitchen to get more food. What is it? And then he opened my spiritual eyes. And out of the corner of my eyes, I saw a spirit. And it had a chocolate eclair in its hand. And it was going, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Eat more food, eat more food. And I saw it. I turned around and I saw you. I said, you know what? I break my agreement with you. I've been coming into agreement with you.
Wow.
I break it. I don't agree with you. I am not hungry. I don't need to eat more. I'm full, and I command you to leave right now. And instantly, the hunger left me.
Wow.
And I actually got, I lost a couple pounds in that encounter, too, because there's something connected there with the attack of the enemy and his ability to, you know, cause fat cells. I mean, if a demon can make cancer cells, he can make fat cells.
Mm-hmm.
So just sometimes we need to break our agreement with the enemy and rebuke him.
Amen. Absolutely. And then when we submit to God, he gives us the wisdom on how to eat well, how to eat right, how to treat our body well. So
I want to add one more thing, too, before we leave. People need to understand that their giving is connected to weight gain. Okay, the Bible says that the fat is the Lord's and we're not to eat the fat.
Right.
Okay, well, the fat is the abundance of the produce of the land. And what we're doing is instead of giving our whole offering to God,
we are eating
some of that fat. Now, in the Bible, do you remember Eli and his sons? He was the high priest.
Uh-huh.
And it said his sons, when people would bring their meat offering with the fat to the Lord, that they would go, give me that raw meat.
Yep,
I want it with the fat on it. And
because
I don't want you to boil away the fat. And it said that sin was an abhorrence to God, right? Well, you know what? They got punished by God. They got killed by the Philistines. But I want to talk about Eli. The Bible says that Eli knew what his sons were doing, right?
Right.
Now, there was a guy, a man of God that came to rebuke him, and he said, why have you you honored your sons more than me by fattening yourselves on the offering?
Right.
Now, I think Eli was partaking of that meat his sons were getting. They were giving it to him. Here, Pops, have some of this great meat. It's got the fat on it. It's yummy, yummy.
Yeah.
Because the rebuke said, Eli, why are you and your sons fattening yourselves?
Yeah.
Yourselves, meaning you and them.
Yep. Yeah.
So he was taking that food and eating it. Now, I really believe that's true because the Bible says when he died, he was old and heavy.
Yes, he
was fat. It goes out of the way to say he was fat. And the Bible does say that he was fattening himself.
Yep.
Fattening. He got fat.
It's very,
off of eating
very
the fat. Right. So, you know, for me, the supernatural thing really was able to start when God spoke to me about a place in my life where I was eating the fat. Because I love, like, hair products, can't you tell, and, you know, face stuff and stuff like that. And I spend some money on it. And God said, you know what? Some of that was mine, and you ate it.
And there's nothing wrong with purchasing that, but it's who you put first, isn't it?
It's a balance. Yeah. Did you bring your first best to God, or did you eat the fat yourself?
That's so enlightening. And I watched the day at the tent that when they brought their offerings forward, there were so many miracles. But Katie, can you minister to our viewers right now? Because I know that many of them, I mean, wouldn't want to be trapped in offense or soul wounds or anything that would put fat cells on them. Would you be able to minister as the Spirit leads you to them and just look into your camera and pray directly for them?
Okay, well, first of all, I'd ask God if you're supposed to bring a fat offering. Maybe you've been eating the fat, because it doesn't work unless you actually bring the offering. When I actually wrote the check that God asked me to write, then the supernatural stuff started happening. So pray to God about that. Then also, let's pray together right now about offense. Just right now, if you've been offended at somebody, just pray with me, okay? Just say, Lord Jesus, I repent for being offended. I repent for drinking the bitter water. I do not want the curse of the bitter water to come upon me. Wash me clean in your blood. Apply the cross to my life and cleanse me of every hidden sin of offense right now. And just pray this too. I forgive the person I'm offended at. I forgive them right now, Lord, and I release them in the name of Jesus, and I will not be offended. So just receive the cross right now. Receive the power of the cross right now in Jesus' name. Receive it in all its strength. It's washing away every sin of offense. Now let's focus on the resurrection power. Just put your hands on your belly and say, Lord Jesus, I've got resurrection, dunamis power living in me. And I release it from my spirit into my soul. Right now, I decree every wound in my soul that came from offense is being healed. And I am excellent of soul. Just keep on saying that. I'm excellent of soul. I'm excellent of soul. I am excellent of soul in Jesus' name. Now, we have to go really quick, but I want to command now. I command every fat cell inside of you right now to dissolve in the name of Jesus. I command that you would lose the weight. I command that you have been healed of every offense and every wound that came from it, and that you are no longer under the curse of the bitter water, and your thigh and your belly will not swell. You're losing the weight right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And I know that many of you right now are receiving your miracle. You know, the thought came to me as we were visiting with Katie in this program that God, he just loves the fat offering. He loves it. And, you know, so you can give your fat to him and he'll gladly receive it. He wants you healthy. He wants you whole. He wants you to know that he loves you. Every part of you, he loves you. There's no condemnation from him whatsoever. He just wants you to experience life and experience it in its fullness. Jesus said, I came that you would have life and have it in its abundance. The devil came to kill, to steal, to destroy. But you belong to one who is so in love with you all the time, every single part of you. We're going to have a great time next week. I want you to join us on next week's program. It's going to be awesome. And, you know, join us also online at xpministries.com and keep updated with everything that we have to serve you with in the Spirit. God bless you.
Heal your soul and lose weight. Katie Seuss's 3-CD teaching, Soul Food, will help you uncover and heal the wounds of your soul and bring divine order to your body. Order this 3-CD teaching today for only $25 plus shipping. Call 866-980-5464, mention television offer 325, go online to patriciaking.com, or text BLESS to 42828. Order now.